Always have hope. The advent is near, but only if we put forth an effort wherever you are. Congratulations on the auspicious birth anniversary of the awaited savior of humanity, the master of the age, Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And congratulations on the 8th anniversary of Islamic Pulse. We started our mission back in 2015, right here in the holy city of Qom, the very heart of the Islamic resistance, where Islamic Pulse embarked upon a media revolution in order to spread the pure Muhammadan Islam, because it has the solutions to the world's problems. We embarked on this mission in the soft war against the mainstream media empire, owned and controlled by the anti-Islamic forces and the arrogant powers of the world. And in order to push back in this soft war, this digital war, this information war, this psychological war, this cultural war that is being waged upon the oppressed masses of the world, in order to dominate and subjugate their minds and souls, we've been working extra hard over the last 8 years, coming up with entertaining yet educational and insightful series to awaken the masses of the world as we hasten the reappearance of the Imam of the Age. Over the years, Islamic Pulse has become the humble home to the Ahkam series, which outlines basic Islamic rulings, the When He Calls series, a series on the Arba'een Walk, attempting to introduce the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam for the non-Muslims living in the West, the Scholar Clips series, where we bring forth short, inspirational, and insightful clips full of spiritual advice from some of our esteemed scholars spanning the whole world, Unplugged, which delves into Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei's book, An Outline of Islamic Thought in the Quran, As We Go Unplugged, the Hoza Life series, where we give you a quick peek into the life of a Hoza family living in the holy city of Qom. This is Hoza Life. Documentaries, where we look into the lives of some of Islam's great personalities. Biscuitoons, a series of Islamic cartoons for children and even adults love them, dealing with various Islamic issues. The Reflect series, where we dive a little deeper and get a more profound understanding of Islam as we reflect. The Classic Biscuit series, which explores various social issues and fundamental Islamic concepts as a conversation starter, and that's exactly what it did. Unsung Heroes, a series on the various shuhada and the martyrs of Islam who are largely overlooked and are the unsung heroes of Islam. The Machination series, a series exploring and exposing some of the darker sides that society has turned into at the hands of the enemies' machinations. Reach the Peak, a series on Nahjul Balagha and its various intricacies as we help you reach the peak. Backfire, when it was necessary to tackle some of the severest controversies and fitnas and plots of the day in order to misguide our brothers and sisters out there, we stepped up to the plate and did a backfire. Fact Flicks, where we give you a few facts in a flick to make sure you're up to date. Game Over, where we take you to your next level of the general comprehension of Islam. 1 Minute Wisdom, where we give you a bite-sized and easy to understand but profound piece of wisdom in just 1 minute. Today I Thought, a series where we speak about some of the things that we're all thinking about. Micro Fiqh, where we delve into some of the details and intricacies of Fiqh in Micro Fiqh. Cube Sync, where we give you the real historical perspective of Islamic figures as we sync you up with reality. Talk shows, where we have insightful and eye-opening discussions with various esteemed scholars in the holy city of Qom, with a wide range of Islamic topics needed in the present day. Noteworthy, a series where we bring you some information which is really all too noteworthy. Sister Spade, a quick and witty rundown of some basic Islamic beliefs and concepts, so don't touch that dial. Quran Tactics, a series where we speak about some of the concepts and ideas central in the Holy Quran as we explore some Quran tactics. Keeping It Real, a series where we talk about some past and current events in a funny, relaxed, but insightful and eye-opening manner, because we're keeping it real. The Signs of Allah series, where we delve into some of the various tafasir and the signs of Allah in the Holy Quran, and much, much more. the best is still to come. And of course, our beautiful images, which cover the verses of the Holy Quran, the traditions from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and the sayings of various other Islamic personalities. But amidst all this progress, thanks to the grace of Allah, the arrogant powers of the world that want to dominate and subjugate the masses for their evil and selfish desires have become direly afraid of our effectiveness all across the English-speaking world and even across the non-English-speaking world, as our content is now translated by viewers like yourselves. Still, the arrogant powers of the world are afraid of the oppressed masses waking up. They are afraid of Islamic unity. They are afraid of the Islamic revolution. They are afraid of the Islamic republic. They are afraid of the message of pure Muhammadan Islam. And they are afraid of the upcoming advent of the savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Yet Allah the Almighty says in the Holy Quran, they want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah refuses except to perfect His light, although the disbelievers dislike it. Our content is free to download and upload on your personal platforms to use in public gatherings, educational purposes, and enlightening the masses, as long as you don't change the content that we have created. The hastening of the reappearance of the 12th Imam, alayhi salam, is within your reach. So step up to the plate and share our videos as much as you can with friends, family members, your inner and outer circle, and don't forget your loved ones, because you, dear friends, are the officers of the soft war wherever you are. And we end with a beautiful and profound statement by the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who says, "In our opinion, it is possible to defeat the Western Zionist media empire. It is possible to do this. If we all show willpower, we can accomplish this. So step up to the plate and hasten the reappearance of the awaited savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, wherever you are."